crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
I think we need some more local baseball here on Drive Time Sports. Let's talk a Little League. The Carb and Cal Ripken 12-year-old All-Stars picked up their fifth consecutive state championship. Not the age group, but the actual team. From 8 years old up, they have won now five consecutive state championship games. And to make it even more impressive, they haven't even lost a single game in tournament play here in the state during that span. Highly impressive. Led by Coach Pat Smuin, this team will now head to Long Beach, California, July 15th through the 21st. And, of course, we'll continue to give you updates on the team as they make their journey out to California. Actually, right now, we have Coach Pat Smuin and a few members of the squad joining us. Coach, I appreciate you making out the time to stop by. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys having us.
Let's dive right into it, and we'll start talking about the way this team has performed. Once again, you guys are state champs. Seems like this has kind of been run-of-the-mill. Every year we've had you guys in here for the last 5 years talking about it. Pretty great accomplishment for these kids. Not only are they five-time state champs, but they've never lost a pool game or a tournament game at the state tournament. That's impressive.
Yeah, a great bunch of kids, great bunch of ball players. We definitely had our challenges this year. You know, we had 3 one-run games, two of them won in extra innings, so... You know, there's a lot of good teams from around here that push us each year, and it was good for our team.
Obviously, it's always better to go into a regional tournament having been pushed. You don't want to walk through everyone 10 to nothing. That championship game, I mean, you guys were in control. Vernal makes a little run, and then you guys have 4 straight singles to kind of close things out. I mean, that's a pretty unique way to end a state championship tournament.
Yeah, it shows the... shows the heart we have. One of the things as a coaching staff we talked about when we went in the tournament is, one, is we wanted to play 110%. Two, we wanted to play with heart. And three, we wanted to have fun. And I think that our first game, we didn't do that against North St. Pete. We won 7-6. We didn't show that kind of effort. And through the rest of the tournament, I really think our boys showed some heart, some grit. And, you know, that's what it takes to win.
You've had the same group for about 5 years now, for the most part.
It's been
about the same group. So, as you continue to win state championships and you get to this 12-year-old division, is it hard to keep the kids focused and not too complacent considering they've never lost a state tournament game? Is that something that you had to worry about?
I think it's something you worry about, but these kids are winners. They want to win, and I think that, you know, that's what makes them great. I think that they push themselves at practices. We push them at practices, and I don't think they got complacent. I think they really showed some heart.
There's no doubt you guys have a target on your back in the state championship tournament. All the other teams are talking about Carbon, considering you guys, have never lost in this tournament. So that probably adds to it a little bit. You guys get everyone's best shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see their best. You know, they'll save their best pitcher for 85 pitches against us. And, you know, and I don't know. I think we take that as a challenge, you know. Bring your best. That's what we want. You know, so I think that's the way we played it.
Now, front to back, 12 kids on the roster, right?
We have 12 kids on the roster, yeah.
12 kids on the roster. Every one of them I know play a very vital role. I know we're going to talk to some of these kids here in just a moment. But now you guys will head off to Long Beach, California on July 15th through the 21st. This is a very competitive regional. I mean, it always is. You're going to see a lot of familiar faces there, Coach. So I guess over the past 4 years, what have you learned that at least makes you believe that these kids will have a different outcome this go around as they go to regionals?
Well, you know, I just started coaching with this team about 3 years ago, and I've watched a lot of baseball. And, you know, I don't want to be confident with these kids, but you won't see a better group of 12-year-olds. If they go out there and they play their game and they give the effort they can give, we should be playing on Saturday. That's really what I think. We went out to Long Beach last year, won 2 games. We had Long Beach beat 6-3 in the fourth inning. You know, probably coaching errors, a couple things I probably could have did a little bit different to win that game. But if we win that game, we're playing on Saturday. And anybody that watches baseball knows if you're playing on championship day, anything can happen. So, you know, I think we're right there. I think we just got to go play our game.
What are some of the aspects in which you guys have had success with at these tournaments?
Our pitching's great. We have seven kids. Our whole team can throw, but we have 7 kids that can throw. I mean, they're as good as anybody. And if we command the fastball and command the strike zone, don't walk kids, I think we're in a really good spot. We have a great hitting team. You know, we're, I think we're just top notch at hitting. Defense, we're good. It, you know, we struggle with speed. We're not the fastest team out there. So in Vernal's tournament, you know, against Roosevelt, we played some great small ball. We've really tried to coach that into the kids, and I think that's something we're going to play in regionals. So
you guys will need help getting there, and of course, the fundraisers are always very entertaining as you guys gear up for this July 15th through the 21st. This weekend, though, you guys have a couple of fundraisers in which people in the community can help send these kids to Long Beach and alleviate some of the cost.
Yeah, we did Energy Days last night. It's a great turnout. Man, we just appreciate the community so much. You know, this is a baseball community, and people rally around that, and they definitely helped us out last night. We have the ladies cooking out in Helper, and they're making a lot of different cookies. And so if you want to fundraise that way, you can get a hold of Jennifer Davis. Her number is 435-650-2419. One of the other big fundraisers we're doing Friday and Saturday from 11 to 5 will be at the Castle Valley Car Wash there by Verizon. They've donated that to us from 11 to 5 both days to be able to wash the cars. And that's a big one for me. I think these boys need to be out there working and earning the money themselves. And I think that's a big one. So it'd be great if people could come out and support us. And we will be out at Warrior Days Friday and Saturday night selling food again. So
again, I'm being joined right now by Coach Pat Smulin of the Carbon Cal Ripken 12-year-old All-Star State Champions. Now, Coach, you have brought along a couple of the players. We have six players in all, right, that are going to talk on the air. We're going to talk a little bit about five players, excuse me. We're going to talk a little bit about the journey and what lies ahead. So, Coach, thank you again, and we'll talk to you again in just a second.
Thank you.
First up on the mic, we have Skylar Madden. And, Skylar, first off, it's great to get you in today, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you do on the baseball field. You play second base. Have you always played second base?
Yes. My first year at All-Stars, I was with a year younger team, and I played shortstop mostly. But
I asked you how long you've been around this group because they're five-time state champions. You said 2 years.
Yeah.
You've been with them for 2 years. So what's it like? Do you all get along? Is it been a really welcoming group? I mean, what's the camaraderie like on the team?
It's been very welcoming. Everybody's wanting to help and wanting to get us better.
What was it like to win a Southern State Championship again?
It was fun.
The whole tournament was fun, I'm sure, right? But to actually get it done, it was intense, too. We were talking to Coach Smulin about that. It was intense there at the end.
Yeah.
Well, Skylar, thank you very much for coming in today. I appreciate it. Best of luck as you head off to Long Beach.
Thanks.
Next up, we have Wyatt Falk joining us. Wyatt, it's great to get you in today as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, let's talk about your game in the state championship because you had a no-hitter for 5 2/3.
Yeah.
You definitely had your stuff working. What was going right for you in that game? I mean, did you notice anything different from any previous games?
Well, I was hitting my spots with the fastball. The curveball was moving. There's a lot of electricity in the air.
Do you have a go-to pitch?
Usually it's just a fastball.
You just want to throw heat?
Yeah.
But you said your curveball is working, though.
Oh, it's doing good that day, yeah.
So you go between a fastball and a curveball. Do you have a third pitch?
Not yet, no.
You just stick with the fastball and the curveball? Outside of pitch, where else will we find you on the baseball field?
Center field.
Do you like pitcher or center field better?
Pitching's the best.
That's where you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Does it, you know, when you're throwing like you were throwing in that championship game and you hit that pitch count, that pitch restriction, is that frustrating for someone like you?
It gets mad. It's maddening.
Because you probably still felt good, right?
Yeah, I was feeling good that day.
So when you head off to Long Beach, are you excited to take the mound against some of the top competition from this area of the country?
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's how you get better, right?
Yeah.
I know that your dad's a big Cubs fan.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big Cubs fan, right?
He's a bandwagon.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
Mookie Betts is my favorite.
Okay. I was wondering if you were going to go with the pitcher. Who's your favorite pitcher?
Ooh. Ooh. It's not Clayton Kershaw. Oh, I like Stephen Wright.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually like both of those players. You talk about Mookie. He's leading the AL right now in batting average. No, that's good. Wyatt, thank you for coming in. Congratulations on that performance in the state championship. And hopefully you can duplicate that as you guys get down to Long Beach.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Ridge Nelson. And Ridge, we're going to talk a little bit about what you do on the field. You're the catcher. So we just talked to Wyatt. Now we're going to talk to you about catching. So you probably have a nice connection with Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That state championship game, again, no hitter for 5 2/3. What's that like to catch in a situation like that?
It's pretty cool. I mean, you don't see a no hitter very often through like 5 or 6 innings, but so it's pretty cool.
What's your role in connection to the pitcher? How much do the managers have to, the coaches have to rely on you behind the plate? Are you giving signs? Do you have to give signs off to the... Walk me through that process. How does that work? How do you guys have that set up?
So we have a coach giving the signs, and I get the signs and I give them to the pitcher.
Is it a difficult process? Do you mix things up to try to keep the opposing team off your guys' trail?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite pitch? What's your favorite pitch to call when you're behind the plate?
Probably fastball.
How come?
It's kind of hard to catch sometimes because it's moving so much.
Uh-huh. And, of course, you're obviously guiding the pitcher as well, right, as far as pitch location goes?
Yeah.
Well, I asked Wyatt who his favorite baseball player was. What about you? Who's your favorite player?
I like Buster Posey.
Are you a Giants fan?
Kind of.
You know, that's okay. That's all right. We won't hold that against you. Hey, as you go down to Long Beach, what are you most looking forward to?
Just to play against a harder competition.
You guys will see a lot of it down there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ridge, thank you again for coming in today. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us next on the mic, we have CJ Smuin, and CJ kind of plays all over the place. CJ, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I asked you what position you play. You said a little bit of everything. So what's your favorite place to play on the baseball field?
I like shortstop the most.
Why is that?
Because you get the most ground balls.
You get definitely the most action, right?
Yeah.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Outside of the pitcher, I guess the shortstop is almost like the quarterback out there on the infield, isn't he?
Yeah, it is.
So you have won many state – you've won 5 state championships, right? You've been with this group all the way across?
No, I've won 3 with these people.
Okay, 3. Okay. So what has it been like over the last 3 years? Is that the expectation as you guys go into the All-Stars, it is to win the state championship?
Yeah, this year we said dominate state. That's – was our goal this year, and we did it pretty much.
Yeah, you guys had a couple of close calls, but you found a way to get a win. What was the most intense game for you guys during it? Was it the state championship game?
No, it was probably the first game against Vernal, because we were tied up and I had to come up, and yeah, I was kind of nervous.
Well, you guys didn't panic in any of these games. It seems like you guys, even though you were pressed, you guys still just you stayed level-headed to pick up the win. I mean, did you sense any panic in the dugout when these games were getting down to a one-run game, or were you guys just calm about it?
We're calm. I mean, we get more fired up when it's a tight game. When we get, like, 10 runs, then it's more calm, like, more, like, energetic. Well, not energetic, but, like, calm, because we have, like, the run up already.
Yeah. As far as going back down to Long Beach, what are you most looking forward to?
Playing against all the competition this year.
See, I like your guys' responses. Typically, it's getting away, going on vacation, but for you guys, it's going up against elite competition. That's what you guys look forward to.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, who's your favorite baseball player?
Bryce Harper.
So you play all over the place, and a right fielder is your favorite player. Why Bryce Harper?
I don't know. I just like him.
I'll tell you the way
he plays.
He broke a bat. I'm sure you saw the home run where he broke his bat and still took it like 350 this year.
Yeah.
That was insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
That guy's a freakish athlete. CJ, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck as you head down to regionals.
Thanks for having me.
And last but not least, we have Cameron Vasquez stepping up to the mic. Cameron, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Third baseman here on this team, so talk a little bit about how much fun it is playing with these guys and, of course, you know, having the success that you've had.
It's been pretty fun. I mean, this is a good team. Everyone works together and they work hard.
Is it interesting? I mean, because you guys have the league and then you have All-Stars. You get to play against these guys too, right?
Yeah.
Do you prefer to play against them or play with them?
I like playing with them.
I'm sure, right? Because you guys obviously have great chemistry. You guys find ways to win. Third base, I mean, you got that long throw across the field if you're taking a ground ball at the hot corner. Tell me why you like playing third base.
I like playing third because that's like the spot I know how to play. I mean, I can get grounders, any grounder that's hit to me, and it's just fun. I just like third.
Do you prefer to play in the field or bat? Do you have a preference between the two?
I like I like playing in the field.
A little bit more than batting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite baseball player? You can say Bryce Harper, too.
CJ took mine. Yeah, I like Bryce Harper.
Everybody likes Bryce Harper. It's just the thing right now. Yeah. Cameron, when you head down to Long Beach, what are you looking forward to? Is it the competition? Is that what you're gearing up for?
Yeah, I want to face the teams that will give us most competition.
Do you guys have a goal set? I mean, is there a specific goal that you guys are looking to achieve when you go down to regionals?
Win three games.
I'm going to win three games. That was the right answer. That's a good answer. Yeah. That's the right one. Cameron, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's bring Coach Smuin in one last time. Coach, definitely a great group of boys. I really appreciate you taking out the time to come back down here and all the time that you put in to coaching these kids. I think it's important to note that all the Little League coaches, there's no pay. I mean, this is all volunteer. So for you and like I said, everyone throughout the entire league that volunteer their time for the kids, the community appreciates it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's great. It's great to be involved with the youth and great bunch of kids we have. And Cameron did answer the question, right? That is our goal, is to win three games down there. We feel like if we win three, we'll be playing on Saturday. And like I said earlier, anything can happen if you're playing on Saturday.
It's a long stretch. I mean, you guys check in on the 15th, you play on the 16th, right?
Yep, we play the 16th, 17th, the 19th, and the 20th.
And then if you get past that, you'll play again on the 21st.
Yep, we'll play on Saturday. That's our goal.
Coach, as far as the pitch restriction goes at a tournament like this, does it change at all from the state championship tournament?
No, it's the same thing. It'll be the same thing. If you throw over 40, you need a day's rest. So that's what we'll try to keep mostly kids under with our day, one day off. You know, it helps us. You can't throw a kid three consecutive days. That's a new rule this year, so that kind of played havoc with us in the state tournament a little bit as far as throwing our number one kids, but it worked out just fine. We got a lot of kids that can throw. That's not going to beat us. We feel like our pitching will be there.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for bringing the kids in and stopping by today. Best of luck as you guys head to Long Beach, and I know we'll be in touch during the trip.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Pat Smuin in the Carbon. 12-year-old Cal Ripken All-Stars taking out the time to stop by the studio. Always fun to get the little guys in on the show. I enjoy that. I enjoy it a lot. Talking sports with younger kids is a lot of fun. We've got a break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return on this Thursday edition of the show.